Sound Opinions is supported by Goose Island, proud supporter of live music and driven to think big about beer since 1988. Goose Island Beer Company, Chicago, Illinois. Think big about beer.
You're listening to Sound Opinions, and later we're going to talk with singer-songwriter Sarah Shook about her album Years, one of our favorites of 2018. But, Greg, you are back from Austin, Texas, and the South by Southwest Music Festival. Killed me. First time in 27 years I couldn't go. You were there once again. First, tell us what this thing is.
Jim, you were missed. Big music industry event, probably the biggest one in North America, annual event, has been going on since the late 80s. Gathering in Austin, Texas, 2,000 bands, hundreds of clubs playing at night. Music executives, artists, agents discussing the state of the music industry by day in panels at the conference center and other locations.
All fewer in number these days to the tech entrepreneur.
Well, there's
crowd.
Also not only the tech conference, but the film conference. They're all sort of intersecting there in Austin for over like a 3-week period in March annually. It's interesting to see that the music industry, the big music industry presence, has diminished over the last few years. The money ain't there. Remember the big Doritos machine displays that they used to have?
You and I have been saying that
stages
for years. You know, the old school music industry is history.
I think what I saw and what I was pleased to see is that you had a much less of that corporate presence and much more of an indie feel to the festival. In terms of the type of bands that were playing there, as well as the way that they were being promoted, lots of clubs, lots of bands, easy to get to see a bunch of up and comers. That's what you and I go to see every year.
That's what we've always lived for.
Up and coming bands, and there was plenty to see there from that standpoint.
Well, tell us first, who were some of the big keynotes of what's left of the industry? Who was making news?
Well, I think that T-Bone Burnett. Here's a guy who's been around since the '60s, right?
Mm-hmm.
And T-Bone is, by his own admission, has been characterized as a Luddite by some people who look askance at his view on the role of technology and the internet and online music and the way it has corrupted the music industry. Now, in 2010, I spoke with T-Bone. We had one of those interview Q&A type keynotes at this Future of Music Coalition summit in Washington, D.C. This is 2010.
Mm-hmm.
And T-Bone's remarks about just completely, you know, laying to waste the whole idea that technology was somehow built to help artists get their music out into the world was a bunch of crock.
Mm-hmm.
Now, 9 years later, he comes back and his remarks about, you know, the new boss being the same as the old boss. What's the difference between Sony and Google or Warner Brothers and Facebook? It started to ring some bells with people.
To stay human, to survive as a species, we have to wrest our communications out of the control of the lust for power, the avarice, larceny, hubris, deceit, and self-delusion of the heads of Google and Facebook. I am confident that we can do this.
Once again, the artists are the lowest factor in that whole supply and demand chain. You know, they're the last ones to get paid, but they're the ones that the industry is built around.
So, you know, nothing has changed in terms of artists being able to make a living. However, I will note, you're going to talk about some of your favorite bands, and we're going to do another Buried Treasure show in a couple of weeks. We do those periodically, right? It is now easier than ever for people to go online and find this music instantly, which is a good thing.
Absolutely. I think there's a lot of positives to be had. I think where he is correct, though, is in saying that these big corporations like the Facebooks and Googles have exerted an undue influence. He described them as dehumanizing corporations, insidious surveillance and propaganda machines is the way he described them.
He is right
and
there.
He's not far off from being true. Now, what was interesting was that there was also a panel. Nile Rodgers, the great Nile Rodgers, the founding member of Chic, has gone on to work with artists like Daft Punk, has had hits in like 5 decades.
Yeah.
Was talking about songwriting as an investment. And here's where there is money to be made. His business partner mentioned that even though Spotify is considered in some ways, you know, the arch enemy of songwriters because they're the last ones to get paid. They're getting micro pennies.
You're getting
on
0.0001
stream.
Cent, yes.
They said, we need to keep these streaming platforms alive because there's a huge audience out there. It's growing every year. You know, they were talking about, you know, continents like China.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, here's the promised land. Once we get to these markets, you're going to have millions and millions, tens of millions of more people accessing music than ever before.
Which can't be a bad thing.
With the idea that this digital music platform and the revenue coming from mm-hmm. it will eventually be large enough to compensate for the fact that the record industry as we know it is gone.
Yeah. Well, all right. So lay some bands on me. Who were the best acts you saw?
Well, you know, I just want to focus on three because I came back with several dozen up-and-comers that I will be talking about on the show at some point over the next year. Because,
all of which will enhance upcoming episodes of Sound Opinions.
But, you know, the beauty of South by Southwest is that you can stumble into something great.
Yes.
And I did that again on the recommendation of a friend who said, hey, you got to check this band next door.
Mm-hmm.
And it turned
out
to be this.
Here?
You know, she said, you know, check out this band, Sima Funk. Basically, Sima Funk is the namesake of Eric Alejandro Rodriguez, born and raised in Havana,
mm-hmm.
combining the Fela West African trance
polyrhythmic
music with James Brown funk with ethnic Cuban rhythms, 9-piece co-ed band, just blazing on a stage at South by Southwest, played several shows. That was just like a shot of adrenaline.
Ya tengo preparado el sofá, voy pa' tu casa, no te vas. Terapia contigo, con un par de técnicas nuevas. Quieras o no quieras, hoy vas a comerte lo que sea. Deja que te coja lo que anda, arroz con ganga, chicharrones con puré de malanga. Tú te enfangas, a ti te encanta la pachanga. Ven pa' que a dos veces esta carne anda.
Lo que tú tienes no se quita con pastillas.
Paciente.
Ya estás guiando.
Mi paciente. Tú eres una paciente. Mi paciente.
Y es que tú eres mi paciente. Mi paciente. Tú eres mi paciente. Mi paciente.
I was so happy to discover that.
That was the only dispatch I got from you on Twitter and Facebook that made me really regret missing it this year. I saw that.
You know, and what I do love about Austin at this time of year, South by Southwest, is they do bring in bands from other countries that you may not otherwise get to see, that tour very infrequently. Another great example of that is this Polish band, Trupa Trupa.
Mm-hmm.
We talked about them last year. I'd seen them at South By. This is one of their rare appearances in the U.S. As a result of that appearance at South by Southwest, they were covered by a number of writers, including myself.
Yeah.
They got a recording contract with Sub Pop Records.
Hey.
So here we are. This year, they're returning, and they're playing new songs from mm-hmm. their forthcoming Sub Pop record. You know, on top of that, they were speaking about some very crucial issues. The mayor of Gdansk, Poland, where they're from, mm-hmm. was murdered a few weeks ago. He was an ally and a friend of the band. So they dedicated their shows to him, and a lot of the songs have this sort of dark vibe that very much played into this theme of hate speech and how that's affecting the way the world works.
And how that part of Europe is under siege.
Absolutely.
From right-wing forces.
And we have some parallels in that in our own country, too.
Yes,
so everybody
do.
Could relate. It was a really powerful performance.
Thank you.
All right, one more that blew your socks off.
And finally, a local artist, a Chicagoan, Tasha, a singer-songwriter. You know, she reminded me a lot of that folk soul movement from the 60s, early 70s. A woman and her guitar, very expressive on the electric guitar, finger-picking it, soft-spoken vocals, kind of an antidote to the whole idea that everything's going down the crapper and we got nothing to live for. You know, it was a ray of hope. This woman was up there smiling, loving it, and treating her audience like a bunch of friends, accomplices. She was, the way she related to her audience was truly, it was a radiant feeling. You walked out of there feeling really good about yourself. You know, it's like
one of those
beautiful songs sung in a very moving, intimate fashion. You know, most of these bands try to be so loud. These solo performers try to be loud. They try to project over and the audience, because a lot of people are just talking. They're going there to talk. She was quiet. And suddenly you could see the audience just sort of vibe with her. They were kind of like, okay,
dragged right in.
We're going to listen. We were drawn in by the fact that she wasn't trying to shout over us.
Black girl, we'll leave this fight to someone else for now. You can close your eyes, let your hair.
That and Texas Barbecue too, South by Southwest. Greg, thank you. As always, we are looking for new music. Do you have a band or artist that's under the radar that we need to hear? Call 888-859-1800. Tell us about them. You can also find us on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram. Coming up, one of the most exciting artists in alternative country today, Sarah Shook, joins us for an interview and a live performance. That's in a minute on Sound Opinions from WBEZ Chicago and PRX.